Today is March 29, and it's 4:26 p.m., and we are recording in Houston, Texas. What is your name?
My name is Joe Reese.
How old are you?
I'm 23 years old.
Where were you born?
I was born in Sugarland, Texas.
Have you always lived in Sugarland?
Yes, I have always lived in Sugarland.
Were you in town for, and do you remember Hurricane Katrina?
Yes, I was in town for Hurricane Katrina.
What effects did Hurricane Katrina have on you and your family?
Well, my electricity went out for about 2 days, so we didn't have any lights and we weren't able to watch TV or anything like that. We didn't have water as well. We filled up our bathtubs with water and we prepared a lot. We stocked up on food such as tuna and canned food, and we got like a lot of water bottles. It was really hot and humid since we didn't have any AC because of the electricity, and I basically just stayed with my family during that hurricane, and even my grandma was over there as well.
Did you expect that hurricane to have the impact that it had?
Well, I didn't. No.
Mm-hmm. Did you expect Hurricane Harvey to have a large impact?
No, I didn't think I would have to prepare as much for it, since Katrina didn't turn out as bad as it was. And so I didn't end up preparing too much for Harvey. And anyway, a lot of times I feel like weather reports aren't 100% reliable. Like, they'll tell you that it's going to rain one day and it just doesn't rain. And then they'll tell you it's not going to rain and it does rain. So, yeah.
So you didn't prepare for Hurricane Harvey?
No, I prepared way more for Hurricane Katrina. So, for Harvey, I didn't really prepare that much, and I really just made sure that I had water in the house and a little bit of food.
Okay. What challenges did Hurricane Harvey sprout for you?
The biggest challenge was that the water rose pretty high, and it messed up my floor, so I had to redo my floor after the hurricane.
Were you required to evacuate?
No, I was not required to evacuate.
Okay, do you have any pets?
I do. I have a pet husky.
How long have you had your dog, and was there a specific reason that you got it?
Well, I've had the dog for 4 years. She's a good companion, and I take her to the park on the weekends, and most of my family has dogs. We all really like dogs and consider them part of our family.
If your circumstances were to have gotten worse and you were forced to evacuate, what would you have done with your pet?
Well, if I had to evacuate, I would evacuate with my pet.
Are you aware that a lot of shelters don't allow pets?
Yes. I knew that a lot of shelters didn't allow pets, but I would just have to find one that allows them. And, I mean, a lot of people view their pets as part of their family and would not leave them behind.
What are your thoughts on the fact that the majority of shelters don't allow pets?
I think that one of the reasons a lot of dogs end up homeless is that some of them get left behind by their owners since the shelters don't accept them. Among other reasons, some of them just get lost and things like that.
What was your health affected by the hurricane?
No, my health wasn't really affected. But, I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking watching people evacuated by airplane and by boat on TV.
Given the outcome of the hurricane, what future precautions have you considered taking for any future weather alerts?
I would just pack bags for myself and my dog, have flashlights, candles, a lot of water, and food supply.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.